Hello, Grinders, and welcome back to the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. I'm your host, Travis Mangone, here to break down the games for you guys. Wasn't the greatest day for me yesterday, so looking to bounce back here today. The Padres, they did okay. I had some exposure to them and some of that Texas game. The chalk didn't do so well last night. So all good, always back, and we can jump down into another slate. We have another pretty solid slate today. I like how it's not mixed too much today. We just got three early games for the people that need that little bit of sweat, need a little bit of action. Then we got 11 on the main slate, so that's exciting. Should be a nice, fun slate. It's not a clear-cut slate, too, I believe, so that'll be very interesting to see how things shake up in cash games and in tournaments. Let's dive right into the first game. We have the New York Yankees, the Philadelphia Phillies. This is an 8.5 total, and we have Luis Sessa and Zach Eflin, and we'll start with Eflin first. Eflin is not a good pitcher. He's someone that we can definitely target, but this lineup without Gary Sanchez and with the pitcher definitely is dumbed down a little bit, right? It's a little watered down. We have, Stanton is obviously someone you want to look to play. Judge, those guys are big bats if you can get them, sure, but I don't think they're guys you for sure have to jam in your lineup and prioritize. I think they're fine bats. I think they're good plays today, but I don't think you have to go out of your way. Kind of like JD Martinez and Mookie Betts. They just seemed like absolute locks yesterday. I don't think they're in that territory, but they're definitely good bats that you want to get some exposure to on today's slate. Eflin is a pitcher that we definitely look to target a little bit. So, like them, if you need to take like a Hicks or a Gardner at the top to get some exposure to that lineup instead, that's another route that you can go to. But if you force me to pick, I think my favorite guy would be Stanton, between Stanton and Judge. That's the guy I would really look to. He's been hitting the ball well the last 2 weeks or so I like riding Stanton when he's hot, so he's probably my favorite play in this game. Now let's talk about Luis Sessa here a little bit. If you look at the 2017-2018 numbers, xFIPs at 4.82, K percentage only at 20 with the walk rate at 11%, WOBA against righties 410, ISO 270 against righties, definitely had his struggles if you combine the 2017-2018 numbers. But if you just do the 2018 numbers, I mean, he's been really good. Again, only 12 plate appearances against righties and 11 against lefties, but at a 3.22 xFIP with a 30.4 K percentage, walk rates at 13. And you have the WOBA, he's only given a 142 against lefties, 261 against righties, and the ISOs are at zero exactly. So it's definitely way too small of a sample, in my opinion. It makes sense from a strikeout perspective, right? The Phillies do strike out a ton against right-handed pitching. If you want to take a shot on a cheap guy, I totally understand. This is not like, a slate of pitching where there's absolute amazing studs all over the place where, we're just like yesterday's slate. But I think Sessa's in play as an SP2 in tournaments mainly, though, but that's kind of it for me. If you want to take a shot in Eflin, too, again, I pulled up the plate IQ numbers, too. He hasn't been that bad this year. He's definitely a guy that I've been targeting a little bit, though, and I think it's more so with, just like one-offs here. I don't want to go too crazy with like a Yankee stack, but I still think it's a good spot for Stanton to hit one out. It seems like he matches up pretty well against him. So, I'll take shots with that. This game is, these cheap pitchers are not the greatest. Eflin's too priced up. I'd go with Sessa. He's the guy I would look to if you forced me to pick one here in this spot. Next game up, we got the Seattle Mariners. The Baltimore Orioles is a 9.5 total. We have a Wade LeBlanc against Alex Cobb. And Wade LeBlanc, he's been pretty solid this year. This would, you look at this spot, it seems like a good spot when you're going against a team like the Orioles, who are not that good of a team. LeBlanc, though, his numbers are xFIP of 4.56, which isn't the greatest. The K percentage is at 20%, which is not great either. But the walks are at least down 5.5%. He's not giving up a ton of, ton of power. That's the one thing that's at least nice about him. 151 ISO, 145 ISO. What we worry about the Orioles is their power. That's really the concern. And they do strike out a ton, but I don't know. I can't really be going the Wade LeBlanc route. Don't think it's too necessary, but I don't think he's a guy I really want to target, too. That's kind of the point I was making. The hard contact is really down with him. I just don't think I'm going to really touch LeBlanc, and I don't think I'm going to touch these Orioles bats too much either. If I do, it's Manny Machado only, right? Because, hey, he's Manny Machado. He's really good at baseball. Maybe a Valencia as a one-off or Adam Jones, but I think Machado's the only way I would go with the Orioles. I don't really like stacking them up that much here. If you wanted to, I get it, but I don't know. I'm not in the business of stacking up the Orioles, at least this season. Now let's talk about Alex Cobb. He's a guy that we definitely want to be targeting. He's a guy that's definitely had his struggles this year. 4.56x FIP. The K percentage is at 15.4%. Walks at 6%, giving up a wOBA against righties at 370 and ISO of 235. And then against lefties, 414 wOBA and a 241 ISO. Definitely had a ton of struggles. The one thing that's in his favor against righties is the hard contact's been down. He's had a high ground ball rate of 57.6%, which is odd. But yeah, I do think this is a good spot to target. I'll go with any of the righties or the lefties. It really doesn't matter to me. I think Seattle's a perfectly fine stack. I think where you can get their prices, you know, for the right price, you kind of just buy low on them and take them in your cash games where you like the price, basically. So I'm not seeing anything that really jumps off on DraftKings. Maybe 3.8K for Seager is pretty interesting over there. Zanino's always in play on DraftKings because, you know, catcher's terrible. It's never a fun position to roster. Let's see, fantasy draft, the prices. We have Seager at 7.5, D. Gordon 8.1, and then FanDuel, D. Gordon's 3.1, which is kind of interesting, and like Haniger 3.5. So there's in Seager 2.9. Yeah, there's okay prices. There's no like real bargains that you're feeling with these guys today, but I don't think it's a day where we're going to need bargains and like feel like we have to go with super value. We're gonna pitching's going to be interesting today. We're gonna have the money to spend on bats, and there are some other value plays around the industry as well that we'll talk about. Next game up, this is Arizona Diamondbacks Miami Marlins 7.5 total. This is Robbie Ray against Weiyin Chen. And man, so I love Robbie Ray. He's a guy that I play a lot. I think he's got really great stuff. It's just the problem is sometimes he can get wild and he's not on. And he can get tons of hard contact. That's the problem with Robbie Ray, right? He can be one of the highest strikeout upside guys in the league at times. Like, he can just go absolutely insane when that man is on. So I like this guy a ton, but I'm torn at how I'm going to roster him today, right? This season, he got about 98 plate appearances against lefties and 27 against, or 98 against righties and 27 against lefties. Coming back from injury, he was giving up a ton of fly balls, giving up a ton of hard contact. I mean, against both sides of the plate, it was 47.9% and 42.9%. I mean, really, really a ton of hard contact, which I'm not liking. The wOBA against both sides of the plate was over 346 for both sides. ISO, he was definitely having his issues, but the K percentage was at 36%, the xFIP at 3.59, and the problem was the walks, too, were at 13.6%. The walks is another thing that's concerning, because if he's walking guys and he has all this hard contact and fly balls, that could be a problem. I don't know if he's going to become chalky today, but if he does, I really don't want him in tournaments. I might not even want him in cash. I'm not sure where people are going to go with pitching today. I'm really not sure like where the chalk is today, but I'll just say this. Robbie Ray's on an 85 pitch count from what I read in some articles that I found on Twitter. So 85 pitches is exactly what Shelby Miller was on, they said. That's kind of what they gave. They said, hey, well, he's going to be on the same pitch count as Shelby Miller, about 85. So I'm concerned here. I don't really think I want a pitcher that's only throwing 85 pitches, right? My chances of the quality start are very down. This is a Marlins team. I feel like, you know, they've proven to be kind of pesky at times, right? And just be really annoying. There's a lot of righties they can put in this lineup. Sure, they're not great righties, but if they can just do enough to just kind of like keep this pitch count up, I could be kind of concerned. And maybe we only get 4 innings or 5 at a Ray, and that might just not be enough for my liking. So I don't love Robbie Ray today, maybe like others do. I don't know. I've seen him with high projections. He's 9K on FanDuel. He's 10K on DraftKings. And he's 19.6 on Fantasy Draft. I'm just okay with staying away from Robbie Ray today, I think. I don't think I'll get talked onto it unless I get something that changes my mind. But I'm just very worried about 85 pitches. I'm just very, very concerned about that. We'll have to see. Those extra, 10, 15 pitches, or, guys that can obviously have a longer leash, like a Madison Bumgarner or an Alex Wood. I know Alex Wood, right? A guy that has Dave Roberts in there. Hopefully they let him go, but they normally do. So I just don't know with Robbie Ray. I'm just a little concerned. Let's talk about Weiyin Chen now. He is not a good pitcher. He is very bad. He's been doing awful this season. The xFIP at 5.93. K percentage 15%, 10% walk rate. I mean, just struggling a ton against righties. 237 ISO with a wOBA of almost 400. I think we just have to target him here. He is just a guy that we're going to want to get some exposure to. Paul Goatschmidt, the GOAT. I love this man. He is such a good hitter. I'm going to be loading up on Paul Goatschmidt. Problem is, the dude's really expensive, right? FanDuel 4.3 is nicer than DraftKings at 5.4, and then 10.4 on Fantasy Draft. Obviously, he's expensive, but for a reason, right? He's expensive because he should be. He's in a really good spot. I like him. 6.4K. I mean, John Ryan Murphy on Fantasy Draft, just lock that in. No one likes playing catchers. but John Ryan Murphy's been crushing the ball this year. I like him. Nick Ahmed, he's 6.5K. If he's at the top of the order, I love him here at that price. On DraftKings, he's 3.4. On DraftKings, John Ryan Murphy is 3.5. I mean, that's phenomenal price tags on them. Just these righties, I'm definitely going to look to be getting some exposure to them. And then we got on FanDuel, we have John Ryan Murphy at 2.3. I don't normally play a catcher. I might play a catcher today if I feel like I need the value. And then Nick Ahmed at 2.5. If he's in that two hole, man, I love that price on him. This is just a great spot. So, yeah, I'm looking at these righties for the value. And then maybe I'm jamming in Goldschmidt too. I don't know. The implied total is only at 4.17 because, hey, this game's in Miami. I totally get it. But I definitely want to get some exposure to these Arizona Diamondbacks. Think that 2 through 4 right now, the Ahmed, Goldschmidt, and Murphy, if that ends up coming in, I'm gonna like that a lot. And I think it's a really good mini stack opportunity on DraftKings. It felt like a 5-3 stack. No interest in any of the Marlins really for me. If you want to take a shot on one of these righties, go for it, but I really don't play these guys much. I only play like Justin Bour really, and maybe Real Muto here and there, but I don't love playing the Marlins too much, especially against Robbie Ray. Again, he could give a ton of hard contact and really struggle, but I don't know, just don't love playing the Marlins. Let's talk about the next one. We got the Oakland Athletics, Detroit Tigers, 9.5 total, and this is Chris Bassitt and Mike Fiers. And first thoughts on this is, man, Mike Fiers against the Oakland A's. That kind of gets me a little excited. Mike Fiers has definitely shown his struggles to give up home runs this season. I think this is definitely a good spot that we can look at here. I mean, Fiers, 5.04 xFIP. The K percentage is 17.6%. The only thing with Fiers is that walk rate's at 5.4%. That's the one thing you definitely wish was a little bit higher. But look at both sides of the plate. Against righties, against lefties, the WOBA is 349 and 346. And then the ISO is 211 and 238. Fiers has been, you know, having a lot of struggles this season. This is definitely a guy we want to look to target. Fly ball rate against both sides of the plate, 43.9%. The hard contact that against righties, 38%. Against lefties, 32.5%. Just so many things lining up here for a really good day for the Oakland Athletics. On top of that, that Tigers bullpen isn't any good. This is just a great spot for the A's. I think they're one of the better stacks on the day. 4.97 implied total. I love the A's here. I'm going to get some exposure to them. Let's talk about each site because this is a team I'm definitely going to be looking to target. On FanDuel, Dustin Fowler, 2.7K, and Matt Joyce, 2.6. Really good, nice cash game values. I think that's a great way to go. Then we have Jed Lowry, 3.8K, kind of pricey for my liking. I'd rather go to maybe Matt Olson, who's 3.8K, or Chris Davis, 4.2K. If you can afford the 3.8K on Jed Lowry, go for it, right? I don't hate it, but I'd probably prioritize Davis and Olson instead. So then that kind of be the four guys I'd look to, and I'd probably leave off Jed Lowry, specifically on FanDuel, because, hey, you can only play four guys over there. That's how I would kind of stack it up if I went that route. DraftKings, obviously the 1 through 5 is going to be really, really appealing. I think they have fine price tags for the most part. Fowler and Joyce, again, solid cash game values. And so same with Olson, like his price at 4.4K. You know, obviously on DraftKings, when you play five guys, you probably want to mix and match it and kind of do maybe some wraparound stacks, get some different exposure, because 1 through 5 could be super, super popular. And then on Fantasy Draft, let's look to see if there's any value here on these guys. Matt Joyce, 6.5K, really nice value there. Matt Olson, again, 8K, like that price on him. Overall, this is pretty solid. Again, that 1 through 5, I like it again, but people could be playing it, so you might want to maybe mix and match and kind of go with a Barreto if he's in the lineup, Franklin Barreto at the end, to do a wraparound stack, figure it out. There's ways to make your team different, too. You can easily play the 1 through 5 and then be different with your pitcher, too, so that is always that option as well. Let's talk about the Tigers side of the ball against Chris Bassitt. I think some of these guys can be interesting if Nico Goodrum gets a bump up in the lineup to the two hole, like we're thinking. 6.8K is a really nice price on him. I wouldn't hate going him. He's a pretty solid hitter. I don't really want to pay that price on Martin, so I'm really just liking Goodrum's price. 2.6K on FanDuel and then 3.5K on DraftKings. I think he's a perfectly fine guy that you can play, but that's it with the Tigers exposure for me. I don't want to go too crazy with these bats on this slate. Let's move on to the next game. We have the Los Angeles Angels, the Boston Red Sox, 9.5 total, and this is Andrew Heaney and Rick Porcello, 9.5 total. This is definitely a game where we're going to want to get some targeting of the bats, right? The bats are going to be all we're talking about here. Pitching, I'm not going to play Porcello here. Sure, he's a solid real-life pitcher and all. I totally understand, but yeah, I'm not looking to play Porcello against the Angels offense. That doesn't strike out a ton. And then Andrew Heaney, he's someone that I'm not playing against the Red Sox. I'll be looking to get the Red Sox bats. Looking at Mookie Betts, JD Martinez, they're two really great options. If you have the money to spend on them, go for it today, right? I think they're great plays, but the problem is they're expensive, kind of like yesterday. But it's not John Lamb on the mound, it's Andrew Heaney, who I'm not loving targeting Andrew Heaney like I was with Lamb, right? That was just an instant auto lock, the easiest thing you could do, as long as you can get the money for it. But Heaney, again, he's not a bad pitcher. 4.04 xFIP, K percentage is 22.5%. He's got a 6.6% walk rate. And then, you know, he's giving up an ISO against righties of 176. The WOBA's at 309. You know, he's definitely not a guy that is getting destroyed, but he's definitely had his issues with right-handers a little bit. You know, the lefties, he's definitely controlled pretty well in only his 56 plate appearances, but in his 264 plate appearances against righties, he's definitely had his struggles. Fly ball rate of 39.4%, hard contact at 38.5%. So I'm mainly looking at the righties. It just makes a lot of sense here to just target these guys like Betts, JD Martinez, Bogarts, and Nunez. Really kind of keying in on those guys on this slate. Nothing else to really talk about here. I don't think I'm going to target the Angels against Purcell. I just don't think it's too necessary. I love the Angels as a whole, but just not the right slate and not the right matchup to be targeting them. Next game up, Pittsburgh Pirates, New York Mets. And something to note here, there could be some weather in this game. I'll just read all the weather off now so you guys have it. I forgot to read it off earlier, but yellow orange in New York at the moment, Roth has it at, with wind blowing out to left 10 to 15 miles an hour. Looks like there's light rain during the game, heavy rain just after the game. It's way too early to nail this one down and the ones that follow, but the model's currently hinting that if they play, if they want to get wet. There you go. So there's that. Seattle at Baltimore, and then its overall rain coverage might be a tad lower in Baltimore than Philly, but the rain intensifies, should be higher. Just looks wet, scattered showers and storms in the area. One of those calls, I think he meant sells, one of those sells that will likely need to be made approximately at 6:55. Yeah, so at 6:55, they're going to make the call, it seems like. And then wind's blowing out left 10 to 15 miles an hour. It's orange-yellow, so that's the key there. And then Oakland-Detroit is yellow. I don't think there's going to be any issues, it sounds like, here that I'm reading, but I do think that you have to watch for it, obviously. And then, hey, orange-yellow in this Pittsburgh and Mets game. This is the rain that I just mentioned that will hold off until the very end of the game in Boston. That's a problem in New York. The good news is here that the rain should stay fairly light at the least early on. You know, keeps going on, has a really long spiel about it, but yeah, feel free to just, you know, be watching this. This is going to be important news on the day. Because I do think this is a slate that we want to consider some of these pitchers. We have Ivan Nova and Zach Wheeler, Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. And Wheeler's a guy that I think I have a little bit of interest in. I think this is a solid spot for him. The price is right, too. Get him at 7.7K on FanDuel. DraftKings 6.3 and then 12.8K on Fantasy Draft. Again, Wheeler, he has had his struggles this year, but he's still a pretty talented pitcher. I know the Pirates' offense is not an offense that I love to target for K upside, but I do think that there is opportunity here for Wheeler. So I don't want to overlook that. I think it's a really solid tournament play that you could be considering on this slate. I mean, just look at the numbers here against righties. He's really, the ISO is what's key. He's not giving up any power. 0.092 against righties, against lefties, 0.153. Wheeler's been pretty solid. The WOBA's at 300 though, against righties, and then 325 against lefties. So, yeah, had a little bit issues with that, but the ground ball rate against the righties is at 50%. That's obviously something that helps him out. He's kept his hard contact down, really been nice against righties. It's just the struggles have been against the lefties. So depends how many lefties they put in this lineup. Kind of have to see what the Pirates do with that, so that'll be key. So will the weather, so stay tuned for that. And let's talk about Nova a little, because I think he's interesting. He's not a guy that I really target for a ton of upside too much, because he's just a more efficient real-life pitcher. Doesn't get a ton of Ks. 3.92 xFIP with a 19% K percentage and a 4.4% walk rate. Ground ball rate of 51.2%. He's definitely just a pitcher that pitches really efficiently. You know, the Pirates love that about him. He's not a K upside which is one thing that we look for in DFS, but we should note he's going against the Mets and a really bad Mets lineup, right? The Mets are not a good team. They're striking out 22.2% of the time with this current lineup. This is just not a good team overall. So I do think that we could use Nova and get away with it today on this slate. It just seems like it fits the slate so well. The matchup works, the slate works, the price works. So 7.7K on FanDuel, 7K on DraftKings, and 13.7K. So I'm really more interested in the pitching here, not really interested in any of the hitting, if I'm being honest. Just don't want to really touch these guys. I think these pitchers, though, could be interesting if the weather holds up. Next game up, we have the San Diego Padres and the Texas Rangers. 9.5 total here, and this is Clayton Richard against Mike Minor. And, yeah, it's the hot Texas heat. I mean, I know I got some jokes on Twitter last night about, you know, even if it's 97 degrees, they can, you know, they can't hit the ball out of Texas, the Padres and the Rangers. But, hey, it's going to be 100. Maybe those 3 degrees will help the ball get out of the park now. But, yeah, Clayton Richard and Mike Minor going up against each other. These are guys that we're looking to definitely target against for sure. You know, Padres have an implied total of 4.6. Rangers at 4.91. There's definitely going to be some runs scored in this game. I would expect there's some value, too, on both of these teams. I know the Padres, again, they have been the greatest. I was concerned at playing them against Austin Bivens-Dirk yesterday, even though I don't think Austin Bivens-Dirk is good and he's had his struggles. But I really like playing the Padres when they're going against a lefty, not against a righty. That's kind of a rule that I've had all year long. I wish I stuck with the rule yesterday, but I'm probably going to go back to well with Padres against the lefty. It makes some sense here. Let's talk about them first. Really good price tags around the industry. I'm just going to go by site real quick. So fantasy draft, you see, first of all, Margot, he's got a really nice price tag at 7.4. Renfro, 7.8. I think that's fine. Villanueva, 7.5. Like him too. Perella, 6.3K on fantasy draft. Too cheap. Like him. If you can get AJ Ellis in the 6 hole like we have projected, that could be an interesting catcher option that you can put in there. So yeah, overall, I think that 1 through 4, the Margot, I don't know how you say it, Will Myers, Hunter Renfro, and Villanueva, and then Perella, that 1 through 5 is what I really like. Those are the main guys that I really want to target with the Padres. And then for sure, you can mix match the other guys in tournaments, but I really like that 1 through 5 with the Padres. Those are guys I'm going to look at. DraftKings too, same thing. Their prices are definitely a little pricier. Margot's at 3.8, Myers 4.5, Renfro 3.9, Villanueva 4K. I don't think you have to jam them in as much, right? And then 3.4K on Perella. On FanDuel, it's a little bit more difficult because, hey, they still have really nice price tags. They've gone up a little, but they're still at nice prices. Margot, 2.9. Myers, 2.8. Renfro, 2.9. Villanueva, 2.8. And then Perella, 2.4. I mean, you can make everything work. Like, you can just get all the bats that you want. You can probably get two of the Red Sox bats going, Mookie Betts and J.D. Martinez if you want. Again, it's not John Lamb today, but it's Heaney. But still, those are really nice bats to get. And you can jam in Goldschmidt. There's just so many big bats that you could put in there if you want to. So going with those four Padres is an interesting route to go. And especially if you have to pay up a pitching, you can just load them up with a ton of home runs around it. So, yeah, I think this Padre stack is interesting. I'm going to go back to the well on it for sure today. Let's talk about the Texas Rangers now. Let's talk about the bats, actually, I should say. Because against Clayton Richard, I do think I'm going to be targeting some Rangers. Clayton Richard is a guy that I definitely want to get some exposure to with the bats. I feel like you have to. I know he's been solid this year with a 3.75 exit, but there's still opportunity here for us to be had, right? He's definitely had some issues with the ISO against righties, so I'm going to mainly look at the right-handed bats, giving up some hard contact too. I think that's where we want to key in on it. I don't think we have to go crazy with the stack, but I do think looking at the righties is key, right? Like Adrian Beltre, I like him a little bit. Chirinos, Profar, those are kind of the guys I'm looking at, and maybe just stack up the righties. The Padres bullpen isn't great either, so we could obviously go some lefties too if you really wanted. Mix in like a Sin Choo Choo because he's just a really good hitter. That's perfectly fine. He's been really good the last 30 days. I was looking at the plate IQ and some batter ball data on it, and he's just been really solid. So overall, I like the Rangers. I'm not going to go crazy with them. I do think Richard, again, he's a more solid pitcher, but I do think with his weather and everything, he can obviously struggle. He's not the greatest pitcher, but he's not an amazing pitcher. He's someone that we can definitely target. And I mainly want to do it with the righties because, again, the numbers show that the righties is where he's giving up the power and having his struggles this season. So look at the righties and the Rangers bats. And if you're doing tournaments, sure, you could throw in a lefty here and there, but don't go too lefty heavy. I think that's kind of the route I would take. Next thing up, Minnesota Twins. Chicago White Sox, 9 total here. And we have Kyle Gibson against James Shields. And the Twins have a nice total here at 4.82. And for good reason, they're going up against you-know-who, James Shields. If you look at the numbers here, James Shields is a really interesting guy this season. 5.47 xFIP, 16% K percentage, and then a 9.2% walk rate. If you kind of look at the WOBA and the ISO, you'd be shocked. If I told you a guy had those kind of numbers, right, the xFIP of 5.47, giving up 33.2% hard contact and 44% fly balls, you wouldn't tell me his WOBA was only 3.18 and 2.87 against both sides of the plate. And then the ISO at 0.152 and then 148, right? You would think it was a little bit higher. So those are some like really odd numbers. I'm expecting some regression to come and him to really start to struggle more and more as the season goes on. He's just really had some issues this season. So Right side of the plate, left side of the plate. I really don't care. I'm going to target you. I like Rosario, Escobar, even Dozier, even though he's had his struggles this season. But Rosario and Escobar, really, really good plays today. Even Logan Morrison, I think there's upside for him. Obviously, he's a swing and miss kind of guy, but I think he's perfectly fine. Max Kepler, even Joe Mauer. I do think all these guys, that one through six is really solid today. So look to get some exposure to these guys in your cash games, in your tournaments. Twins are one of the better plays of the day for sure. Looking at the White Sox side of the ball now against Kyle Gibson. Again, I'm a Kyle Gibson believer slash truther. I think he's a solid pitcher, and I think this is a spot where we could actually take a shot on him in tournaments. You know, K percentage at 23.3%, 4.15 xFIP. He's definitely, you know, had his had his issues in the past, but people don't realize how he's such a solid pitcher now. And he gets the White Sox, right? White Sox against righties is a thing. I think he's going to be one of my tournament guys I look to. It depends on the price, though, right? FanDuel, 8.3K. DraftKings, 8.5K, man, I wish that was cheaper. That's the only thing that bothered me. I wish we could still get him for cheap, but the algorithm is setting in on Gibson. And then 15.9K on Fantasy Draft. So that's the only problem I have with it. It's tough at that price to really want to go there, but man, I wish he was cheaper. I'm so mad about that. But Gibson, he's perfectly fine against the White Sox. I think no one's going to own him. If you have the money for him and you really don't like this pitching slate, I say go for it. It's not a bad play in tournaments. So take a shot on Gibson today, guys. Don't be scared to, because hey, it's the White Sox against right-handed pitching. They have a ton of struggles. So about the next game, it's the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Cardinals. And we got Shane Bieber on the mound against Jack Flaherty, and this is an 8 total. And let's first talk about Flaherty here. You know, he's a solid pitcher. I just don't think I'm going to go with the Indians offense here. I'm someone that likes Flaherty from like a long-term perspective. I'm definitely going to want to be playing him a ton as, you know, things, you know, as his career goes on. He's going to be someone that I definitely look to, but I just don't think this is a spot for him. I don't think it's a spot for the Indians offense, right? It's a tough offense to target. 3.53 xFIP for Flaherty, K percentage at 30%. He's been really good. I totally get it. I just don't want to play him against the Indians. That's the only thing. Indians are a really good team. The strikeout percentage with this lineup is at 19.6%. So I don't know. I'm just kind of right now just staying away from both sides. I think I have respect for the offense and I have respect for Flaherty. So I think it's a perfectly fine spot to stay away from. So let's talk about Shane Bieber now. And I'm not going to say sorry. I actually kind of like Shane Bieber a little bit here. He's been good so far out here. This is a spot where I think we could take some, you know, take some shots on him as a cheap option. Again, someone that's a cheap option. I think 15.8K, 8.4K, that's the only problem. He's a little expensive on DraftKings. I like him more on Fantasy Draft at 15.8, but that's still kind of a similar price. So, I don't know. It's just the price. I wish he was like $1,000 cheaper. I'd be more interested. But again, the algorithm's all catching up with him. FanDuel, he's 7.4K. Maybe wouldn't hate taking a shot on him. But, yeah, it's just those righties there with the Cardinals. I think we take advantage of them being a bunch of righties. That's obviously something I like to do. Whenever I can get exposure to a guy like Bieber, he's been really good so far to start out. Sure, regression could be coming, but I think that on this slate, he could fit and be a solid tournament option, right? If I'm playing 150 lineups, I kind of want to get some exposure to him. That's kind of the way that I'm thinking here on this slate. So I'll take a shot in tournaments, but that's about it. Again, not really a cash game player or anything. I don't like any Cardinals here today. If you want to play Carpenter as a one-off because he treated you well yesterday and you know, you're riding out his hot hand, he's done you well, sure, I would get that, but I'm not going to do that today on this slate. Next game up, Chicago Cubs, Los Angeles Dodgers, 7.5 total. We have Kyle Hendricks against Alex Wood. And this is a spot where I think Alex Wood is going to be one of my favorite pitchers on the slate, I think. I don't know. He's in the conversation right now, at least. You know, as I'm trying to pick my SP1, he's one of those that's in the combo. So against the Cubs, I do think that there is an opportunity here. No Chris Bryant in that lineup. Obviously waters it down a little, so that's obviously helpful. I know Javi Baez is on fire from yesterday, but I'm still going to take shots on Wood. This is a perfectly good spot for him against this Cubs lineup. You know, Almora, Baez, Zobrist, Rizzo, Contreras, Russell, Schwarber, Happ. Sure, it's a team that is still pretty solid, but there are some strikeouts still there. Vegas agrees. 3.52 implied total, so I'll take some shots on Wood. I just like his price. You look on FanDuel, 7.6K, DraftKings, 8.2, and then 16.1 on FanStreet. That's a really just nice price on Alex Wood, so I'll take some shots on him today, and he's one of my favorite SBs to target. On the upside, let's talk about Kyle Hendricks a little bit. I just don't think I'm going to go the Dodgers offense today or Hendricks. I'm just going to stay away from both sides. It just feels like the right call. So yeah, Hendricks, better real life pitcher. Doesn't get a ton of Ks, but he's good at limiting the damage. And I don't love a lot of these Dodgers prices and the spots for them. So I'm just gonna stay away, I think, today. That's kind of the approach that I'm looking to take. So about the last game of the slate, we got the Colorado Rockies, San Francisco Giants, and I really just one thing I really like in this game is Madison Bumgarner. I think that there's some opportunity here. I think he's, again, it just fits in the slate, right? It's not, like he's an amazing option. It's not like he's like the guy that I really want to be all over. It's just, hey, there's not the greatest pitchers, but he's the guy I'm looking at right now too with Alex Wood that I'm kind of debating and going back and forth on. If you look at Madison Bumgarner, let's kind of check out and see what his pitch count's been. Because I know that there was one of those issues, and I want to pull that up now, see if he's getting the right number of pitches since the injury and all. Because, again, he had that really good game against San Diego. Yeah, he had 100 pitches, then 112. A couple games before that was at 91 and 82. So the pitch count has been up. That's obviously been nice, especially that last game against San Diego. It was a really good game, and, he had those games before that where he had 3 Ks. Now he had that 8K game against the Padres. Again, it was the Padres, right? So that's one of the reasons. But he gets the Rockies, and the Rockies, they're not that great of a team, right? Sure, people like say, oh, the Rockies are a good team because they're in Coors, but if you took them out of Coors, this team struggles. They are not a good team on the road. Sure, they have Arenado and Story, but Bumgarner's a guy that I think that we can take a shot on today. I think maybe getting in on him now, maybe getting him on the last start was a better idea. But if you look yesterday, Derek Holland ended up doing a fine job and got the job done. If Derek Holland can do it, I think Madison Bumgarner can too. So I like him a little bit. Price is nice, 9.8K on FanDuel. I like him over there more. DraftKings is tougher at 11.2 and then 21.1K on Fantasy Draft. That's definitely a little tougher to pull off because, again, if you want to like get some bats and you feel like there's not that big of a gap between pitchers, like Alex Wood and Madison Bumgarner, which I kind of feel might be the case. I could see the argument for maybe not going with Bumgarner here. So it's definitely gonna be an interesting slate overall, guys. I'm really still not exactly excited about pitcher and know where I'm going. I do think Bumgarner and Wood are the two guys I'm mainly looking at as my main starting pitchers that I want to get some exposure to. Maybe not on like two pitcher sites, but one pitcher I'm kind of debating between those two. I think Robbie Ray is in the conversation, and I totally get it, but I don't think I'm going to do it because I am worried about that pitch count lately. So at this time, I'm not really going there. Let's talk about some stacks, though, a little bit. The stacks that I like of the day. I think the Oakland A's are my favorite stack of the day. Really like them. They're going to be the stack that I really like to look to and get a lot of exposure to. Definitely like getting some exposure to some Arizona bats, too. I think that there's some opportunity there for those guys. Same with the Seattle. Boston's got some good opportunities. Don't want to miss out on that Texas game either. And then the Twins bats, too. So that about wraps up the slate, though, guys. Thanks a lot for joining me here. If you have any questions or want to give me a follow on Twitter, always appreciate it. It's at Travis Mangone. It's TravisMangone. I always post the content over there so you guys can check that out. So again, thanks a lot for joining me, guys, and I am out of here.